You know, so he always wanted to give a name connected to the Rebbe. They call him Menachem Mendel because his father-in-law, his name is Tzvi Menachem. Rebbe's father was Levi Yitzchak, and he's Levi Yitzchak. That's why I gave the name, but so he gave his name. Okay. We're starting chapter 28. I'll just finish off the chapter 27, actually. 1 second. All right, so in Saint Perch of Zion, chapter 27, he talks about people getting sad because they have thoughts that are not from Averis. Not, that's not the issue. That was the previous chapter. So previous chapter, we talked about different causes of sadness. Either it's physical things, material things, which we had the whole thing about hidden good and all that. And then there was heavenly things, all the spiritual things, which a person transgressed and he feels guilty and all that kind of stuff. So we dealt with that. But then there's different kind of thoughts, which are thoughts that fall into a person just during the day while he's doing business or going about his mundane life. Negative thoughts, toxic thoughts, thoughts of hatred, thoughts of immorality, whatever the case is, right? But they, and it's dealt with right away. You sort of talk about the Beinoni, so the Beinoni now gets rid of it right away. It doesn't sustain the thought, because then once you sustain the thought, it goes into the realm of the previous chapter, which is guilt from Averis, but it doesn't sustain it, but it's upset. How come he had such a thought, right? So the concept was, no, it's that you're not a tzaddik, you're a Beinoni. A Beinoni will have a thought. And you were able to fulfill the mitzvah of do not follow your heart and your eyes. And you were able to do iskafia, which is to subjugate the Sitra Achra, which is an amazing thing. And he went into a whole arichos, a whole sort of lengthy discussion about that. That is the struggle. It could be the struggle be there your entire life. And that's what it's about. Because that causes a tremendous nachas to Hashem, right? And you can't get rid of it completely because that's a tzaddik. And a tzaddik is only a few people. And therefore, that's it. Now, he went also, I think we learned this. But he quotes a pasuk. He talks about the two things called iskafia and ishapcha. Right? Two very famous lines in Excretions Exodus. Iskafia is when you subjugate the klippa. Ishapcha is when you transform the klippa. So, by and large, ishapcha belongs to tzaddikim. Right? And that's also a transformation. Is the ultimate goal. Mashiach comes, of course, there will be transformation. But for now, it's mainly only by a tzaddik. A tzaddik transforms the Yetzirah. He has a resistance. He has a disdain for anything that's klippa, and a complete love of Hashem. And that's how tzaddik operates. But the Beinoni main avoda is iskafia. In other words, the bad still exists. The Shav Shabbam is still there. And it might plan thoughts. Of course, there might be some transformation because the goalposts shift. But by and large, the avoda, the service, his mission is iskafi. But he says iskafi is an amazing thing. And he quotes the pasuk, I think we did this, but let me just go over it quickly. When Yitzchak asked Yaakov to bring him, Esau actually, to bring him food so he could bless him, he told him, Vasei li mat'amim, make for me delicacies. He didn't say a delicacy, he said delicacies in the plural. Because there's two types of delicious food. One is something that's sweet to begin with. One is something you have to make with pickles. You have to put, it's made out of, you season the sour and the thing, I don't know what you call it, but, and then that's also an amazing food. And that can be in a way stronger. So that's the idea, right? Then he says, a very foundational parak, he said this is so important to know because every time we do that, even if you're not successful in always doing it, but you have the expression of a whole dechio or dechio. Every time we push away a thought, every time we push away something that needs to be subjugated, we cause this amazing pleasure to Hashem, and it's an amazing connection to Hashem, and it fills the worlds with godliness, and so on and so forth, right? And then he said also that you now also are fulfilling the mitzvah of becoming holy, and that's what the Ramban says in Parashat Kedoshim, that being holy, that the commandment the Torah gives us to be holy is about being holy in permissible things, not in... In other words, iskafia, subjugation, could be in Averis, like you have a bad thought, which you push away right away. or can be just in a indulgence. You want to do something that's permissible, but yet you don't do it because it's not for Hashem's sake. Or even you just delay something, and he says, like in the Gemara, that there were Talmid Chachamim used to delay their morning meal more than other people, just to control themselves. Right? They would eat the same meal, but it would just be an hour later, so that they should learn to control themselves. All that is sort of an amazing thing, and it's kind of bittul, and I explained that the Rebbe explains when he places it in a way, it's a higher bittul than transformation, because a tzaddik that's transformed, his service to Hashem and his connection to Hashem, it's completely transformed, but that's him. So he hasn't actually negated himself. I mean, he has a very high self, but nevertheless, that's him. With the Benini, where he works with the skafia, someone has to do skafia, more subjugation, it's not himself. Himself wants to do the thing that's indulgent. And yet he controls himself, he breaks himself, he subjugates himself. That's a real bittul, because he's actually negating himself. He's putting himself to a side for Hashem's sake.
Is it an accurate translation?
I don't know, that's the worst translation. I'm not sure. Probably not. Skafia means like to bend, to control, to break. I don't know. Discipline, in other words. Like, why? Why are you asking that? It's interesting.
I don't like the word pushing,
like you're not doing something, you're just pushing it away. Well, you're pushing the clip away, and you might be replacing it by...
Is that prefer being for
my... Yeah, no, that's fine.
Just for me to...
In Yiddish, they always say it's a brechen.
What does that mean?
Like when you break yourself a little bit, which is... meaning the self in that sense means the nefesh abanus, not the nefesh aliyah. Okay, now Perach of Chesed goes to another area of thought. Same thing, but here's an interesting thing. It says that there could be another cause to be said from sudden thoughts, but these thoughts, or either thoughts of temptation or thoughts of toxicity, whatever, they don't come just during the day, they come dafke when a person's davening or learning, right? The person starts davening, suddenly he remembers all the things that he shouldn't remember, right? Which is a common occurrence, right? So here is a problem. Maybe over here it's different. Like, why shouldn't we just apply the same thing as you said before? That thought was sent there, okay, because that's a bane, you have thought bad thoughts, right? Here the thing is different. The thing is, here we're talking about someone that has these thoughts specifically by davening, specifically when he's serving Hashem. That's when they seem to come. And therefore, there's some room to perhaps suggest, right, that it's because his davening and his learning is not accepted by Hashem. In other words, Hashem. Because obviously Hashem doesn't like my davening, because every time I get to daven, he sends me these thoughts, right? Okay. She says like this. She says that can't be. You have to actually completely dismiss it, completely. Not even think about it. Not engage with it at all. Say it like this. Afilu im noiflim lo hirurei taivus. Even if a person has thoughts of temptation, ushar machshav v'zoros or other foreign thoughts, b'shas ha'avoyde b'toyro oi b'tfilo, when he's davening or he's learning. For davening, he uses the word here, avoyde, because we know that avoyde, the real service of Hashem is in davening, right? That's all. Even if that happens, al yoshis leiv aleihem, do not pay attention to them at all. Eliyasiach daitem hen kerega, you have to just distract yourself away from them immediately, right?
So that's just like before.
Yeah, but he's saying you cannot entertain the additional reason to maybe yes be said. That's what he's saying, right? Now, we need to break this down. Why should a person not distract himself? So there is something he's going to mention now, which is interesting, and he's going to warn us not to do that. Right? But you have to distract yourself. First of all, we will learn later, because when you serve Hashem, particularly when you serve Hashem, you have to be besimcha. Right? So entertaining a thought. In other words, you might take yourself back to when the sadness comes from our various thoughts. because you're upset that you're distant from Hashem. Now, this is not Averis. If it's an initial thought, it's not an Averis if you dismiss it. But the fact that it came in the middle of davening to distract you, that might be a reflection on your madrega, your level of serving Hashem. And therefore, you might say, well, maybe I should feel uncomfortable. So you can't do that. You have to distract away yourself completely because serving Hashem has to be besimcha. Right? Now, there might be another way to do it. And that is like this, but I have to give a bit of context here. So in Hasidic Svarim, it's brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. That sometimes thoughts come to a person for a reason. And the reason is to elevate them. What does that mean? So like this. We say, we learn in Tanya later on in Tanya, that nothing exists without a spark of Hashem. So we have the question, how does that work then when a person has a toxic thought? There's a thought, I'm going to take revenge on that person. Or I'm going to indulge in a temptation that's immoral, right? So where's the godliness there? What is it, right? Where's the spark? So we say like this. Thought is an expression of the heart, we say in Chassidus. You're expressing what you're feeling. That's number one. Number two, every thought, therefore, is connected to a sphere, to one of the seven middos. Right? So if a person has a toxic thought, it's connected to a middah. Now the middos, chesed, gvura, tiferes, as we've learned many times, is not intrinsically bad. Chesed is a good thing. Depending on how it's expressed, of course, right? Yeah? So therefore, when you have a toxic thought, you have to think to yourself, maybe, and this is what it says in Svarim, that you should think, well, hold on a second, what middah is this connected to? If it's connected to, let's say that it's a thought of temptation, temptation is chesed. Right, we've learned this before. Indulgence is chesed, because you're connecting to something, just connecting to the wrong thing. So therefore, in Svarim, it's, if it's like to take revenge on someone, that's a gvura. Right, so it's connected to the gvura. Both are not bad middos, intrinsically. One could be connected to Ahavas Hashem, the love of Hashem. One could be connected to Yiras Hashem, the awe of God, the fear of God, right? Which are both mitzvahs in the Torah. So when a person has this thought, Baal Shem Tov said, or so it seems said, Baal Shem Tov said, that when a thought like that comes into you, it could be that the reason the thought is coming to you is because the intrinsic spark of that thought, the godly spark, which is the intrinsic middah that's causing that thought, needs to be elevated, needs to be released. So therefore, if you understand, if you sit with your thought for a minute, and understand where it's coming from, you're saying this is coming from chesed, this is coming from gevurah, this is coming from teferes, whatever, right? And then you channel it and you say, you know, I'm gonna try harder in chesed of loving Hashem, and I'm gonna love Hashem more, and I'm gonna try and channel it into that. And by doing that, you are elevating that intrinsic spark that was keeping that thought alive. Right? Okay. So a person might think, when he gets this thought, middle of davening, oh, why is it coming in the middle of davening? Maybe I need to sit with it, try and understand it, and then channel it, and then try and elevate it. Right? Says the Alter Rebbe, absolutely not. He uses a quite a sharp language. Says, the gam al yehi shoyte, don't be a fool. Says also, don't be a fool. Lasoik, to engage b'haloas hamidus, to elevate the midus, shall I machshav azor of this foreign thought. Kanoida, as it's known, this is such a concept. But don't be a fool to think you should do that. Why? Because there are svarim that explain and clarify what the Baal Shem Tov said. This concept that Baal Shem Tov mentioned, and we have to deal with it, because Baal Shem Tov is the base of Chassidus, even Chassidus Chabad. Right? Tanya is based on the Baal Shem Tov. Right? So if Baal Shem Tov says something like that, you can't just ignore it, right? You can't say, well, I have a different opinion. I mean, it's got to be dealt with. So the Baal Shem Tov said, that's for tzaddikim. That's for tzaddikim. We'll see why in a second. Ki lo nemru dvarim ahayim elo la tzaddikim. That's only for tzaddikim. Tzaddikim can do that, right? And should do that. Why? Because she'ein noiflim lohem machshav zoresh shalohem. A tzaddik who has suddenly a bad thought. What's a tzaddik? Again, in Tanya, what's a tzaddik? A tzaddik is someone who's transformed the Eitzar. Transformed Nefesh HaBamos, right? So where does he get this bad thought from anyway? A tzaddik is someone who hates bad, who has a resistance, a disdain for klipa. So how come he all of a sudden, where did it come from that he a feeling of hate or a feeling of, even though it gets rid of it right away, but where did it come from the beginning? His nefesh habamis is transformed, it's refined. Right? Tzadik has never that kind of thought. The answer is, said Hashem, the thought came from somewhere else. It's not his thought. It came from some other person, or Hashem implanted that thought in him because that thought needs elevation. So he's given it to the tzaddik who has no connection to that thought. It's not his thought altogether. It's the thought, it's a foreign thought, foreign in the sense that it's coming from something or someone else. Because the nitzus, the spark, is seeking elevation. Right? So it's not his, ki'im mishalachirim, it comes from other people. That's for a tzaddik. So therefore, for a tzaddik, you have this idea that if it has that thought, it's been planted there, it's for elevation purposes, they should sit with it, understand where it's coming from, what's the middah, and then channel it into some level of kedusha, right? If someone has a thought that actually belongs to him, why does it belong to him? What do we mean? It comes from the bad which is in his heart. You have a nefesh habamis, that's your nefesh habamis. In his heart, on the left side, which is the Yesara. And he says the famous line that all the people in Tanya know. How are you going to elevate this thought upwards? And you are connected downwards. You have a connection, nefesh habamis. You are connected to something lower than you. How do you expect to elevate to something higher than you? It doesn't make sense. Right? So therefore, that's just not, there's no purpose in that. You can't do that. You have to completely leave it. Now, that's addressing that issue. But how about addressing the issue that I'm upset because something came to me in the middle of davening? How come? Does it mean Hashem doesn't want my davening? Does it mean, like, what's going on here? So he says the Alter Rebbe, afal piken, nevertheless, achafal piken, al yipoy libo, do not fall sad. Don't, your heart should not fall bekirba in you. To be sad at all, nivze b'shas avodah, to be sad when you're doing in the middle of the avodah, you're davening. Why? Shetzorich liyos b'simcha rabba, as we said before, because davening or learning has to be with great simcha, it's a mitzvah. So you have to be davening with simcha and learning with simcha. So what should you do therefore? Elad rabba. What you're supposed to do is distract yourself, but more than that, you're supposed to be yosif oimetz b'chol koyach kavanos b'tfilah. You should strengthen yourself and put more power into your davening. In other words, you see that thought, get rid of it, and now invest more in your davening with greater strength. B'chedva, with gladness, b'simcha yaseir, and extra joy. Why? Because b'sumo yalibo, you need to understand, pay attention, he says, k'nefilas ha-machshov ha-zore, where's that thought coming from? Who me ha-klipa? It's coming from your nefesh habamis, but it's coming from klipa, right? Shebechol la'smoli. Who's davening? Where's davening coming from? Nefesh lekis, right? It's a godly thing. It's a godly soul. Where's the machshava coming from? For nefesh habamis. Okay. So we know by beinini, the nefesh habamis oisa milchoma bebeinini menefesh lekis. In davening, the nefesh habamis fights with the nefesh lekis. That's exactly what it does. Quite normal, right? And we know, he continues, he says, V'noida, derech ha-nilchomim. The Rebbe says, let me explain to you how two people fight. V'chein ha-nevokim yachar, people wrestle, they fight with each other. What happened is, kashe echod mizgaber, when the one becomes strong in a fight, azai ha-sheini mis'ameis, the other one puts in effort, lizgaber gam came to be also strong. B'chol ha-matzakoich, with all his might, right? So obviously, you want to know why it suddenly happened in the middle of davening? Very simple. Because middle of davening, you started davening. You wanted to put effort into your davening. So you put in your nefesh lekis is stronger today. You're davening well. We're talking about, right? Right, we're not talking about if someone's davening because he's... See, there is a... explains in Mefarshim HaTanya, part of the fear that a person will become sad from this is because he'll think, you know, the fact that I have these thoughts in the middle of davening means that I'm really just connected to bad. In other words, I must be in a very low madrega, right? Now, there are people that it's true. They're just fully immersed in materialism, whatever the case is. And therefore, they don't even daven properly to begin with. Another case, that's different. The Friedrich Rebbe talks about this. He says about people davening. He complains about people davening. He says, You're just saying the words and you don't even know where you are in the siddur, like you forgot where you're up to, right? Okay, that's we all do that. But I'm saying, but I'm talking about someone who's taka trying to daven. He's putting an effort, trying to daven. So the fact that you're a foreign thought is not because your davening is no good, because your davening is good. Right? Because you're trying. Your nefesh l'kis is getting stronger. So what's going to happen is, the lochen, therefore, he says, because your nefesh l'kis mitzameses miskaberes li'ispalel. Therefore, the nefesh l'kis really tries and strengthens itself and becomes strong to daven, as I gamma klippa miskaberes kenegdos. So the klippa will become strong opposite it. Levalbulo, to confuse it. Lehapilo, to bring it down. Machshav azorah shelo, with his foreign thoughts. Right? Sorry? Yeah, that's a very, very interesting question. So, you know, on Yom Kippur, you go to shul and we do the vidui out loud, you will notice they sing. Yeah, you know, famous song. Ashamnu bagadnu, right? Imagine someone didn't know anything about Yiddishkeit, but he came in and he understood Hebrew. And he comes into a shul and he sees people singing, we sin, we stole, we... Like a bunch of Mishnayim, right? So there's different types of joy. Right? In fact, you remember last parak we learned that even when someone's doing tshuva, the Alter Rebbe says that there's a time for that, right? You have to designate a time to feel bad. Feel sad, even that the sadness, not sadness, but bitterness, as he called it, urgency. Okay, but uncomfortable, guilty, for a very short and structured, designated time. You notice that time is not during davening. That time, he says, is tikkun chatzos, the midnight davening for the basic English. And we say now that we don't do tikkun chatzos, most of us. So what's now, if yes, it's by krishma shalamit, it's by the nighttime Shema. Okay, maybe not everyone can do it like that. Sometimes maybe part of davening would do it, whatever. But actually, it's not meant to be during davening.
So there's an insertion.
To do what?
For forgiveness.
Yeah, but asking for forgiveness doesn't mean you said. The Oshamnu, look, there were Hasidim that daven, I mean, real davening Hasidim that cried during davening a lot. Mazaydi used to tell me about Dokshitz. There was a very great chassid. His name was Reb Leib Shainen, very famous chassid. He was the Rav of Dokshitz, where my grandfather came from. And he used to describe how he would daven. He would daven for hours each day. But different chassidim daven differently. Some sing during davening. He was completely silent. He would say a few words davening. He would whisper like davening. And tears would come down his face. Now, not always Averis. It's sometimes because they were just close to Stashev. Tears of love, tears of joy, tears of yearning. But essentially, like, you know, I'll give you an example. On Yom Kippur, I gave the example of Yom Kippur, right? So in Hayom Yom, it says, we say confession, Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, right? Minchon, before Yom Kippur, we also say. And then we say Yom Kippur. And it says there that the avoider, the mission of Erev Yom Kippur is regret of the past. And on Yom Kippur, it's more about the focus for the future, like what am I going to do about it? And yet we still confess, right? But we sing it because there's a certain joy. You can confess with joy also. The fact that Hashem is giving us the opportunity to do tshuva, the fact that we're able to do tshuva, the fact that we, even though we acknowledge that we failed and Hashem wants us back and Hashem is yearning and looking for our tshuva, it's an amazing source of joy. Now, it's not the Simchas Torah joy, if you know what I mean. That's after Yom Kippur. But it's a different type of joy. It has to be a simcha.
So your morning blessings, you're doing the simcha.
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure a simcha. It's gratitude.
So if you think about someone who's not doing so well in the morning, what's that? Who are you doing?
No, you're davening for someone else. By the way, so saying tilling for someone or davening for someone who's not doing well. That's okay, that's okay. So it could be strong and it could be even crying, but it doesn't mean it's not simcha. Because don't forget, part of that davening is bitochem, right? It's bitochem that I really believe that Hashem is this thing, and I believe he's going to answer my prayers. So that's part of simcha. Doesn't mean it's not emotional. It's two different things. So It's all tears of yearning, tears of connection. It's hard, but yeah. Slichus is different. How much does Slichus is saying? You talk about Tachnun every day, that's different. Yeah, you do. Listen, somebody, yeah, you're right. Somebody's. It's not sadness. We're never sad. Sad is not a. Maybe some past davening have the meriris, the bitterness to it, but it's not. Yeah, we say Mondays and Thursdays, there's a long Tachnun, we say some very emotional things there. You know, we've been slaughtered throughout history and we haven't forgotten you. But it's also the context of Hashem, please, like we're yearning, we want to come back. Sadness is despair. We don't despair during that. Feeling bad, you had a thought, that's not connection, that's feeling bad, that's despair. You could be the parts of davening that are more emotional than others, and maybe more sad than others, but it's more about you're focused. Focused is like joy, you're focused, you're coming close to Hashem, you're davening to Hashem, you're talking to Hashem, you know Hashem is listening to you. It's different. It's a little simcha of sorts.
That's the starting point, and then what's the content is different.
Yeah, content varies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe the emotional response will be different. We say Ashrei, that Hashem is merciful and Hashem gives us, he feeds us. That's different than you say, hey God, you know, we've been suffering for 2,000 years, maybe it's time to give us a break. Like, that's different. Okay, it's different. It's different emotions, yeah, it's true, but it's all based on simcha. In general sense. I mean, you get it. But yeah. But in this context, feeling bad that you had a thought to govern because you're probably no good, and that's why, that's inappropriate. That's against the simcha of davening. I told you a number of times, my Zayde once told me a story that when I was young, he told me the story like it's a joke. But it was a Hasidic rebbe or something, and once he was on Tisha B'Av, he was observing the laws of Tisha B'Av and saying kiddush, and he was very simcha. Someone asked him, it's Tisha B'Av. So he said, it's a clever joke, but it's very deep. He said, to mourn for Yerushalayim is a mitzvah, and every mitzvah must be done with simcha. Sometimes it means a paradox, and that's okay, because that's what you can do. You can carry paradoxes with them. We are used to that. Yeah. And he says, the loikatos ha'olam, not like the mistake people make. Right, so you said before, you got to know it comes from, your nefesh lekis is stronger, your nefesh habamis is getting stronger. That's where it's coming from. The loika tosa olam, not like the mistake people make, that they want to prove from the fact that they had a foreign thought in the middle of davening, miklal she'ent v'lasiklum, implies that the davening is no good. No. Why? Because the person thinks, listen, if my davening was really a proper davening, v'nochen and a fitting davening, an appropriate davening, l'hoi noifin l'machshav v'zoris, I wouldn't have these foreign thoughts. So he says like this, they would be right, it would be true to say that, if it was only one neshama, he amispaleles, which is davening, it's the same neshama, davening and thinking the bad thoughts, then you're right, then your neshama is not doing well, because you're trying to daven, and at the same time you're mixing with foreign thoughts. He says, but we know that it's two souls, which are fighting with each other in the brain of the person. And every neshama wants to take control. And every neshama wants your brain to be filled only with that neshama. Right? And therefore we know. Any thought that's got to do with Torah and fear of Hashem in Nefesh Lakis comes not godly soul. And all worldly things come Nefesh Abamis. So why you Raksh Lakish Mus Lebeshas Boy? Yeah, of course Nefesh Lakis is even worldly things that are good, but they cover Nefesh Abamis. In other words, even good things. Like you think about Pranasa, not in a bad way, it's also coming Nefesh Abamis. Now it's not It could be that the Nefesh HaBamis is working through the Nefesh HaBamis there because it could be appropriate, but it's still Nefesh HaBamis trying to gain control, right? And he says like this, what you have to think of, if you get a bad thought in the middle of davening, you have to make this, you have to picture this following analogy. It's like, let's say you have a person who's davening with kavana. There's a wicked person, non-Jewish person, a wicked person, whatever, who's standing in front of him, and he's talking to him to confuse him, to distract him. Right? So he's giving a tangible mushal. He's standing and davening, and someone is dafka standing in front of you, trying to confuse you. Right? So, what would you do? What's the obvious strategy? Not to answer the person. Good, bad, nothing, not to engage at all. In fact, what's the strategy? You're middle of Amidah. You're not allowed to move away. The guy's talking to you, right? You can't stop to tell him to be quiet, right? So what's the strategy? Obviously, the strategy is make as if you're deaf. That's it. Tune him out, cut him out, and keep davening, right? That's exactly what happens if you have a bad thought. The Nefesh HaBamis is doing exactly that, right? And you cannot engage. While the Kayim HaShakosav, you have to fulfill what the Pasuk says. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei, beautiful Pasuk. Al ta'an ksil bi'iki ivaltoi. Do not answer a fool. Do not engage with a fool with his foolishness. Pentishvalai gamata, because you will become equal to him. Don't stoop. Because you just become part of, you can become part of the foolishness. So too in davening. Al yoshim u'ma, don't answer anything. Shum taina, no, don't engage. Don't go back and forth in your mind. Negada machshav azora, against this foreign thought. Why? Kya misabik im nuvol misnavil gamkein. Because a person who fights with a soiled person, nuvol means like a degrading person, you become that way yourself. You get affected. Just disengage completely. I mean, easy said than done, obviously. Right? Ragyasa atzmei k'lo yadei, you have to make yourself as if you don't know v'lo shemei, you can't hear Rurim Shnaf with all these thoughts. V'yasiru medaita, distract yourself away from them. V'yosef oimetz b'koyach kavanose, and just put extra strength in your kavana. He says, v'im yikshaloi lasiru medaita. And if you just can't, it's becoming very hard. Then you should turn him back to him because it's really distracting you so much. Trying to, you just can't. It's like bothering you. Oz yashpil nafshel Hashem. Then you should humbly lower yourself. Be schanin lo yizborach b'machshavti in your mind. Beg Hashem, the rachim olav, to have mercy upon you. The rachim of Amrubim with his great compassion. The rachim of Abonim, like a father has passion over his son. Hanimshachim emoichei. Which, because the child comes from the brain of the fathers, we learned at the beginning of Tanya. Kocha yirachem Hashem al nafshoi, and so to Hashem will have mercy on our soul. And imshechas mito yizborach, our soul after, at the end of the day comes from him. Latzila mimayim azedoinim, to save us from the turbulent waters. Uleman no yaseh, and Hashem will do it for his sake. Ki chelek mamash amma, because we are mamash part of Hashem, so to speak. And therefore he'll help us get rid of those thoughts, right? You have to ask Hashem, but not sad. It's not a sad thing. You know why it's happening, you know, but just you're finding it hard. He's asking for Hashem's help to get rid of it, and then that's the strategy. Okay, so therefore, we started with 26, 27, and 28. So 26, all three prakim are how you get rid of sadness, how you be besimcha, right? So in Perek Chavav, it was sadness coming from either material challenges or physical, spiritual challenges. Right? 27 was thoughts that come, toxic thoughts, not our various, but toxic thoughts that come during the day. And 28 is about that come during davening. All three different strategies. There is sometimes where things come during the day and it's bothering a person, they come in davening also. That's different. That's that you need more the 27 strategy. Because that's not coming to disturb your davening, it's coming to because... Preoccupied, so you have to just distract yourself. Same similar strategy, but it's not a davening issue so much. But sometimes dafket comes with the davening, and that's why it's in this budget. That's, so those are the three problems about simcha. Now, in the next perk, or prokim, It's getting a little bit more tough. Not tough intellectually to understand, but tough on what we have to do. Because he goes into the whole thing and explains that, yeah, sometimes, however, Nefesh HaBamis is so strong that it's not letting you. It's not letting Nefesh HaLakish shine through, and it's a problem, right? Which is called Timtum HaLev, like the blockage of the heart. So he gives a whole strategy, a whole recipe of how you have to sometimes engage in knocking the Nefesh HaBamis down, putting it down, chopping it up, like, and then we'll start next week. And he'll explain how the two things can go together, but anyway, we'll get there.
Can you tell us something?
Yeah.